Actually, do not stand, because as you may have noticed, there's something in this lesson that's different than other gospel readings. There's a number before it. This is not from the Gospel of John. This is from the first letter of John that, you know, I desired to have read for us this day. So this reading comes to us from the fourth chapter of 1 John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears does not reach perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, I love God, and hate their brothers or sisters, are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. The gospel of our Lord. Well, the reading of the scriptures. In many ways this is gospel. Let's face it. Gospel means good news. This is good news. It's not the gospel, capital G, but this is gospel. This is good news. Now, this one you may have heard at, you know, in various ways. You know, at special events. You know, like a wedding or something like that. I understand that there was this little relationship kerfuffle at the university. There was this, one of the doctors of physics had a relationship with one of the doctors of biology. It ended badly because in the end their relationship had no chemistry. I had a friend of mine who was engaged several times but never went to the altar. He had several near misses. And we know that horses mate for life, and that is entirely because that their entire relationship is built on a stable. Now, how many of you know the name Red Skelton? Okay, many of you do, many of you don't. Okay, Red Skelton, you know, a famous comedian from years ago. He had several recipes for the perfect marriage. Two times a week, he and his wife go, two times a week we go to a nice restaurant, have a beverage, good food and companionship. She goes Tuesdays, I go Thursdays. They sleep in separate beds. Hers is in California, his was in Texas. He said that we always hold hands, so that way she wouldn't shop. He made the comment that she got a mud pack and looked great for 2 days, then the mud fell off. I married Miss Wright. I didn't know her first name was Always. I realized my wife wasn't speaking to me for over 18 months. And when I asked her why, she said, I didn't want to interrupt you. You know, it's one of the things that had to be true is the fact that his wife had to have a good sense of humor. You know, Jackie Mason with his whole take my wife, please. kind of thing and everything else like that. Obviously, many of these comedians needed to have their number one fan needed to be their spouse. Otherwise, they would have a very short career. But what is it about love that keeps it going? I mean, that's the word we use, right? Love. Love is a very involved, very active, very important part of our lives. I mean, after all, if it wasn't for love, we wouldn't be here. Okay, it could be just momentary lust too, but what actually nurtures us and creates us into people of, you know, that are, you know, well-rounded and well-grounded is love. And it's such an important aspect in our lives that we hear lots of songs about it. I mean, it was kind of fun driving into, you know, driving into work today, and on my radio, there's the song, one of those songs of my high school career, which was actually very true. I thought it spoke to me at various times in my high school life. It was simply Love Stinks. But let's think about it, folks. You know songs about love, non-Christian songs. I'm talking about stuff you hear on the regular radio. What are they?
All you need is love.
All you need is love. Ba-ba-da-da. I want to know for the record that when we had the slide up for the words, you know, for the introduction, Jenny asked me, she said, I'm not entirely sure what symbol I should use. I said, you just get a couple of Beatles, you know, cuddling. She's like, why? Because the Beatles, all you need is love. So you were saved from a bad visual pun by The Office. Give thanks and praise to them. What else? Love the one you're with? Come on, folks. Love hurts. There's another good one, yeah. Do none of you listen to the radio? Love me tender. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, think of Phil Collins. He brought back a song, you know, from Motown days. You Can't Hurry Love. You know?
Love me do.
Love me dear.
No, love me do.
Love me do. Love me do. There's all kinds of songs.
He loves
me. Yeah. There's all of these different songs out there. I mean, some of them that speak of, ooh, ooey, gooey, isn't this lovely, great? And there's a whole bunch of other ones. You know, He-Man, Woman Hater, you know, comes to mind from Extreme. And other things like that, or Love Stinks, or Love Hurts, you know, all these things. There's all kinds of songs. It's something that's important. It's a key part of who we are. Music is evocative. Love is important to us. We hear it in these lessons. Love is what we are about. This is what we're called to be. You know, with this lesson, or maybe at a wedding, you probably heard this one. Love is, from Paul, love is
patient,
kind, does not look for wrong, does not count, you know, is not arrogant or boastful or rude and all these other things. Love never fails. Love. Yes. The greatest of these is love. Paul. John. Love is very important. Love is critical. Why? Because love is what we say God is. In fact, we see it right there. 1 John. God is love. And I know there's a lot of people who have a problem with that simple phrase, God is love. Well, there it is in the scripture. But to be honest, I'm right there with you. God is love makes it sound like God is some very passive, ooey-gooey, emotional cloud. Ooh. God isn't love. God is loving. It's active. God is loving. How do we know that? Look at the creation. Do you honestly think God created the heavens and earth and all that is therein? Because someone double dog dared him? Yeah, let's see what you can do. Well, there's a platypus. Eh. No. God is loving. God creates out of love. How do we know that? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and through the Word all things were made. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. This Word is Jesus. For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son. You think that that's kind of important. But that love is there, but love is very active. It needs to be. It has to be. But it's so confusing. Think about it. How often we use the word love in ways that might be dangerous depending upon how you listen to them. I really love my coffee in the morning. That could be very painful depending on how you love your coffee in the morning. You know, I love my work. I love my family. I love my spouse. Please note that there are shades and variations of meaning and definition and all these other things behind all that. In Greek, there are four words for love. In English, we just call it love. Doesn't matter if you're talking about your breakfast drink, your spouse, a sunset, or anything else like that. A strong evocative reaction is love. But in Greek, it's different. You've got love that defines kind of like, if you love me, you would. Contract, expectation. This is the way things are. A, B, that's how it goes. There's family love. We see that in the city of brotherly love. Philadelphia. That's from the Greek. Phileo, family love. Delphi, city of. We've got all these different ones, but every time it's said here in 1 John, when Jesus gives us that one command to love one another, and all that time that Paul was talking about love, he was talking about unconditional love. Agape. Unconditional love. And there we truly see that love is definitely not passive. It can't be. Unconditional. Because it takes work, don't it? Not on the other person's side, on yours. If you have a child that you are struggling with, and you look at them and go, I don't like you right now, but I love you. You've got some example of how unconditional love might be working. When you are struggling with your spouse, like I'm sure that many of these comedians' wives had to go, oh, you're going to use that joke again? It's a good thing I love you. Ever said that? My wife has given up on that. She just says it's a good thing you're cute. And I'm not even that cute anymore, so what does that say? Maybe that goes back to the unconditional love. Thank you, Jesus. But those are all signs of the fact that it's just about love. But love is active. Love has to be out there. Love is creative and redeeming. Jesus, you know, God created out of love. God recreated out of love by the Word that became flesh and dwelt amongst us. The one who says, I am the way, the truth, the life. That way, that truth, that life is for God so loved the world. And then he said, this is how you're going to know, the world's going to know you follow me. If you have love for one another, they will know we are Christians by our love, not by our doctrine, not by our theology, not by our snazzy music, not by the pretty robes we put the pastors in, or anything else like that. By our love, by that active, ongoing, outward movement. And that's what God gave us in Jesus, that Word that became flesh, that Word that came to us out of love. It came to us because that's what it does. But then notice, again, love one another. This is what I command you. Love one another. Love one another. We're invited into this. We're called to be a part of this. We're called to practice this, to struggle with, to take the love that has been poured out on us and go and do something with it. What do you think made Philip willing to risk his life going up to the Ethiopian eunuch's carriage? It just described, here's this Ethiopian eunuch. Big deal. Please note that he's the treasurer of the emperor or the empress of Ethiopia. Do you honestly think the treasurer is traveling without an armed guard? That gift of love made him, perfect love covers all fear. But it also, that gift of love also gave him a message to share to someone who would have been excluded from the temple. Regardless of how big a donation he brought to the temple, he's a eunuch. He's not allowed in. He's excluded. And Philip is there to give him a message, to share with him a message, to invite him into this process, because notice that everything that Jesus did was a reminder and a way for us to live out love, forgiveness, reconciliation, new life. For all those times when things don't go well and you have to go, I don't like you, but I love you, or anything else like that, we know that there is hope. We know that there is love. We know that it wins. Why? Because of this. That there was no end to God's love, and that wasn't even stopped. And he comes to us and says, go. Share that good news, to share that gospel of a God who loves you, of a gift of forgiveness and new life. Because of who you are, no, but because of whose you are. And God says, you are mine. And so may we know that. May we remember that we are loved to death and beyond. And may we take that and do something with it. To share that good news with the world that needs to know that they are loved. Because they need it. It's going to take work. But that's the gift of the Spirit. That's the remembrance of our baptism. That's the gift of life and new life that we have. To know love and to show love. So remember that God loves you, and so do I. Amen.